This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact, as the nation still appears to be divided. And I don't know why. Over the 4th of July, for goodness sake. The president had a very good 4th of July, it seems to me. He spoke at Mount Rushmore. There were no brush fires caused by the fireworks display, the first fireworks display over Mount Rushmore in 11 years. And let us hope that nobody comes down with coronavirus or COVID-19 because of being there gathered to hear the President of the United States speak. He also, in the middle of his speech, he promised an executive order. That executive order has now been issued, which involves, I think, one of the best ideas of his presidency. I really do. About creating a national garden of heroes. What's wrong with that? 1-800-955-1776. I'll tell you what's wrong. What's wrong is there were at least 6 children who were killed by gun violence across the nation this holiday weekend. An 8-year-old driving with her mother and near a site of protests in Atlanta, killed. None of those 6 children were killed by police officers. In Chicago, 16 dead. Just let that sink in for a moment. 16 dead, 69 wounded in shootings this weekend. These weren't firecracker accidents. They were shootings. We will get to that and what needs to be done about it and what only makes that kind of situation worse. Speaking of bad situations, there apparently was a terrible accident. It's being described as a mysterious accident in Iran. And yes, at its top nuclear site at Natanz, where there were accelerators and very sophisticated equipment that was blown up. There were roofs and doors. And Iran initially said it was an accident. They are now saying it was some kind of mysterious attack. How could that have happened? We'll speak to Michael Rubin coming up of AEI, American Enterprise Institute. He spent time in Iran. He's one of the nation's leading experts about the Iranian regime, which honestly is in deep trouble. And by the way, I think some people out there who understand the Middle East can maybe guess that maybe this wasn't entirely an accident, blowing up some of Iran's nuclear facilities. We will get to that as well. It deserves more attention. And we'll be talking to Chris Wallace. And I can't wait. He's written a terrific book about one of the most fateful, controversial decisions of World War II. The decision to develop and then to use atomic weapons. We'll be talking with Chris Wallace about his new book. Chris Wallace of Fox, of course, his new book, Countdown 1945. Okay, first up, let me just, there's so much to cover here. And I think one of the ways to start is by talking about the new Heroes Garden that President Trump announced on Friday evening at Mount Rushmore. And now he's issued an executive order. We have a list of names, but this is not the final list of people that Trump wants to honor in the list of Heroes Gardens. He spoke a lot about basically not trashing the American past. And honestly, one of the things that was surprising to me was how little there was an attempt on his part or anyone else's part, frankly, to try to use the 4th of July as the basis for unity. I'll tell you, the only basis for unity over the 4th of July was Hamilton. I mean, whether you're left or right or black or white or Latino or whoever you are, I mean, people are loving Hamilton, and that's fine, except then there was a left-wing attempt to cancel Hamilton, but now Lin-Manuel Miranda has issued an apology. We'll play for you. What's he apologizing for? The whole thing is unbelievable, and it's crazy. But when President Trump spoke at Mount Rushmore, he took an action which, under the Monuments Act of 1906, which was a product of Teddy Roosevelt, and he used it to preserve and to save the Grand Canyon, by the way. It's one of the best pieces of legislation ever. And that Monuments Act, it was actually the Antiquities Act, it was originally called, Antiquities and Monuments. But it allows the president to establish a national monument. And the president spoke at Mount Rushmore of establishing a memorial garden. And here's, this is clip number 2I, Jeremy, where President Trump talks about some of the people he would like to see in the Heroes Garden. Listen.
The country of Andrew Jackson, Ulysses S. Grant, and Frederick Douglass. We are the land of Wild Bill Hickok and Buffalo Bill Cody. We are the nation that gave rise to the Wright brothers, the Tuskegee Airmen, Harriet Tubman, Clara Barton, Jesse Owens, George Patton, General George Patton, the great Louis Armstrong, Alan Shepard, Elvis Presley, and Muhammad Ali. And only America could have produced them all. No other place. We are the culture that put up the Hoover Dam, laid down the highways, and sculpted the skyline of Manhattan. We are the people who dreamed the spectacular dream. It was called Las Vegas in the Nevada desert. Who built up Miami from the Florida marsh, and who carved our heroes into the face of Mount Rushmore.
Okay, the President of the United States mentioned a number of people there, and the suggestion was, because he was talking about the context of this National Heroes Garden, that all those names, including some people who really don't belong there. Wild Bill Hickok was not a particularly good guy. He was a card cheat. He got killed while cheating at the poker table, apparently, shot dead. And he's really not an American hero. I mean, even though there was a 1950s TV show that Trump probably watched as a little boy that he liked about Wild Bill Hickok. But Wild Bill Hickok isn't on the list. Buffalo Bill Cody is not on the final list. The list that he gave, it seems to me, is pretty solid. And I don't understand why people are upset about it. Here's the list very quickly. And these are the 30 names and he says there will be a commission. And the commission is going to be involving lots of federal officials. And they're going to consult representatives of different communities and make sure the list is inclusive, et cetera, et cetera. In alphabetical order, John Adams, Susan B. Anthony, Clara Barton, Daniel Boone, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. That's the one who's least known on the whole list. He was a college professor who volunteered for the Union Army, and he turned the tide at the Battle of Gettysburg. He's a big hero. Henry Clay, Davy Crockett, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Benjamin Franklin, Billy Graham, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, Douglas MacArthur, Dolly Madison, James Madison, the only husband and wife, Krista McAuliffe, Audie Murphy, George S. Patton, and we will go on. Coming up, we'll talk to Michael Rubin about what really happened in Iran, and that and more on the MedVed Show. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of 30 names that President Trump has suggested. These are not the final names. And it's interesting, he mentioned a bunch of people in his speech itself at Mount Rushmore that are not on the list of 30. He mentioned Muhammad Ali. And no, he's not on the list of 30. He mentioned Irving Berlin, the author of God Bless America, White Christmas and many other American classics. Great, great American composer. He's not on this list. But finishing the list, and the reason, there are very few people who I think are dubious, or you might say, why is that person there? You could say Krista McAuliffe, and if you don't remember, she was the teacher who was a civilian or a teacher astronaut who went up and she was killed in the Challenger. So, okay, understand that. Christopher McAuliffe, Audie Murphy, George S. Patton, then Ronald Reagan, Jackie Robinson, Betsy Ross, which is one that's kind of dubious. We don't even really know that much about Betsy Ross. And some people question whether she even designed or made that flag, but okay. Antonin Scalia, one of the greatest Supreme Court justices, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Harriet Tubman, so two Harriets on the list, Booker T. Washington, George Washington, and Orville and Wilbur Wright. And somebody looking at this say, okay, you have Orville and Wilbur Wright, but you don't have Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb and the phonograph and really played a key role in inventing the motion picture camera and much, much more. Okay, again, I think it's a healthy process to engage the country in looking back on heroes. And I think it's terrific. That kind of argument, it seems to me, is very much worth having. Who deserves to be honored in this National Garden of Heroes? Now, what President Trump has said is he said it's going to be in a beautiful location. It's going to be a scenic location. We don't know where yet. But he's issued an executive order, and he's within his rights to do it. Here is how he announced that new park, the National Garden of Heroes, last night. Not last night. It was on Friday night when he gave his speech in Mount Rushmore. Listen. 03.
One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism. This attack...
He had a tough time with the word.
...on our liberty, our magnificent liberty, must be stopped, and it will be stopped very quickly. We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life.
And then you have his announcement at 03, the announcement of a new park honoring American heroes. And that's what he's talking about here. Now, yeah, that's...
Never lose sight of this miraculous story. We should never lose sight of it. Nobody has ever done it like we have done it. So today, under the authority vested in me as President of the United States, I am announcing the creation of a new monument to the giants of our past. I am signing an executive order to establish the National Guard of American Heroes, a vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
Okay, there's the president last night. Now, the thing that I think is positive about this is actually I do believe that the overwhelming majority of Americans, including African Americans, like this country and do not want to imbibe this left-wing narrative, which the president was merciless in attacking, both in his speech in Washington, D.C. before the fireworks display on Saturday night, the 4th of July, and on his Friday night speech at Mount Rushmore. The idea that we should feel embarrassed or guilty, that we should feel apologetic for the United States, this is an idea that I think most Americans instinctively resist. Now, there's only one reason I can see to be opposed to this idea of setting up a National Garden of American Heroes. And that's because Trump proposed it. if you are extremely opposed to everything about the president, fine, you'll oppose that too. But other than that, especially given some of the inclusiveness that he talks about there, okay, it's true. He recognized Ronald Reagan, but he didn't recognize Franklin Roosevelt. And Franklin Roosevelt certainly belongs there. Harry Truman certainly belongs there. But this is one of the nice things about it. He's not limiting it to 30 people, and the conversations can go on. I'll tell you what conversations are tough to go on. Let me just play you a little bit, and we'll get to more of it later. Is on Sunday on MSNBC, there was a guest host for Joy Reid, and her name is Tiffany Cross. And she took a position even more radical, I think, than what Joy Reid would have taken about the president at Rushmore. Listen.
So here we are, celebrating the birth of a nation, independence for white men, at a site described by one Native American activist as, quote, a symbol of white supremacy. Trump choosing Mount Rushmore for a 4th of July campaign stop is just like when he chose Tulsa, the site of the 1921 massacre against black Americans, for his Juneteenth weekend rally. It's that cruel, tired, and familiar jab to black, brown, and indigenous people that makes the shrinking MAGA voter feel as big as a 60-foot face of a colonizing slave owner. Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on earth to usher in a very on-brand, star-spangled spectacle. Complete with fireworks and military flyovers, it was Trump's predictable way of throwing red meat to his base.
Okay, is that all Mount Rushmore is? It's a symbol of white supremacy? And, what, did I have to correct that by putting Barack Obama, the only non-white president, up there? Or is there no correction for it? We'll get back to this. First up, what the heck is going on in Iran? We'll get to that with Michael Rubin coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is planning to issue a string of executive orders on China, bringing manufacturing back from overseas, and immigration. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Starting this week, you'll see executive orders, you'll see business that actually goes forward from the Oval Office.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. House Democrats are proposing new legislation to cut funding for ICE and Border Patrol. The new bill would also downsize detention space and get rid of family detention altogether, as well as eliminating funds for the border wall. A vote is expected on the bill later this week. Tributes coming in across the country for country music legend Charlie Daniels, who died at the age of 83. Multiple reports say the singer passed away this morning in Nashville following a stroke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Michael Medved Show. Proud to welcome back to the show Michael Rubin, who is a resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute. He specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He's lived in post-revolutionary Iran. He's also a former Pentagon official who teaches regularly at sea about Middle East conflicts, culture, and terrorism in the Horn of Africa to deployed U.S. Navy and Marine units. Michael, thank you for joining us. First of all, I'm a little bit surprised that this story out of Natanz, which is a center of nuclear research, presumed to be where they're developing their nuclear weapons, that the explosions at Natanz that occurred Thursday, it's gotten so little publicity. Why do you think that is?
Well, Michael, I think there's a combination of reasons. First of all, the most negative reason is just that in our own news cycle, we are so inward-looking right now that we forget that there are real national security stories from across the world that impact us directly. And certainly the Iranian nuclear program is one of those. But beyond that, while it's rumored that perhaps the Israelis had done this via some sort of cyber attack or perhaps even using their F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, the Israelis have a different sort of news culture than the Americans do in that they're much more likely to be quiet than fall all over themselves to claim responsibility. They see an advantage in that sort of strategic ambiguity, and therefore they're not going to speak. And frankly, Iran is susceptible to accidents anyway, simply because they don't have the safeguards that many other Western countries do.
Well, the New York Times, in their report on this, which is buried in the middle of the newspaper, they say in recent months there have been dozens of episodes, including fires at industrial complexes in Iran, and those too have been widely attributed to Israel. Just since Thursday, explosions occurred at two power plants in Iran, and there was a chlorine gas leak at a chemical plant, all of which the government described as accidents. Do you think that that many of these so-called accidents, which apparently have helped to cripple the already limping Iranian economy, do you think that they are genuinely just industrial accidents, or could it be the work of people who don't want to see Iran get a nuclear bomb?
You know, I have no insight beyond what I see on the news. My gut reaction is this isn't really a coincidence, that there is, in all likelihood, someone behind it, and that someone is probably the Israelis. That said, remember that the most recent spate of accidents came against the backdrop of an Iranian attempt to hack Israel's national water system. And so there's been a lot of speculation that what we're seeing now is in retaliation to that. However, by not claiming responsibility, Michael, and with the Iranians saying that these are just accidents, the Israelis, in a way, are trying to give the Iranians an opportunity to save face and to stand down so that the cyber battle doesn't escalate into a full cyber war.
Yeah, this was one of my concerns reading about this. First of all, it's shocking that the Iranians admitted that this had set back their nuclear program. They were very frank about it, and they even released some pictures of the extent of the damage. There's also, there was a group called Homeland Cheetahs that posted on Parsi, I believe it was on Twitter, before this accident or attack occurred, and said, we are Iranian revolutionaries, basically, opposed to the regime, and we're going to do something. And then a day later, this happened. Do you think that's just a false flag, or is it possible that there is some kind of anti-government Iranian operation going on, and this could be part of that?
Well, with regard to the first issue, look, when the Iranians announced that and acknowledged that there's been real damage done, remember when the Iranians accidentally shot down the, I guess it was a Ukrainian airliner, at first they had lied about it until video emerged and proof became undeniable that the Iranians had actually done this themselves. And so they really don't want to get caught in a lie. They also had a naval accident, which they denied, and then Persian bloggers posted that there had been an accident and three sailors had drowned. Now, when it comes to your second point about the Persian cheetahs, one pattern we've seen in this area is that oftentimes countries, whether it's the United States, whether it's Israel, whether it's Russia or others, will use some sort of cutout, again, for plausible deniability. So in all likelihood, or it's possible, I should say, that the Persian cheetahs aren't actually an active insurgency group, but rather just a group that has been funneled information to claim responsibility, to create strategic ambiguity in order to prevent any specific country from being held accountable, and therefore to hopefully de-escalate the situation before it can become something far worse and far more kinetic.
Okay, last question. Does this explosion at the Natanz, the leading Iran nuclear site, does this make Iran at the moment more or less dangerous?
In the short term, it makes it a little bit less dangerous for a few reasons. First of all, it sets back the program. Second of all, we've seen before when there were episodes when the Cascades crashed at Natanz, it set the Iranians back a couple years. It makes them look weak. Now, you can say, and the counterpoint to this is they're going to want revenge, but their ideology and their commitment to, and I'm quoting, export of revolution, which is both in their constitution and in the founding statutes of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, mean that they would be acting aggressively anyway. They don't need this additional excuse to do so. And so, in reality, if we're worried about Iran's nuclear program, this sort of cyber operation is a step, if you will, between sanctions and war. And so ideally you try to act as creatively as possible so you don't go to the final step should you feel that the imperative of denying Iran those nuclear weapons is worth the risk.
Should U.S. military assets, like some of our naval ships, be on special alert in the area, in the region?
Well, honestly, Michael, we're always on special alert in the region. There's been many incidents in the Strait of Hormuz. There's been actions taken against tankers, including some which the Iranians thought were U.S. flagged. But when we've seen most of the Iranian retaliation in the past, it's been, for example, in the United Arab Emirates ports. It's been in the Sea of Oman. It's been directed at shipping, for example, from Norway, where the Iranians are trying to make a point, divide the United States from its allies, but at the same time not confront the United States directly, because they realize that when they do that, they oftentimes end up with a very bloody nose. For example, the Reagan administration, Operation Praying Mantis in 1988, when the Iranians tried to stop us from taking out an Iranian oil platform after a U.S. ship hit a mine and ended up losing most of their air force.
That's the Iranian Air Force. And that is Michael Rubin, always so informative and important. And I do hope that listeners out there will keep an eye on this story, because this is one of those stories that could have a long-term impact on U.S. security. Speaking of a long-term impact on U.S. security, we will go back to the furor. Some of the reactions to President Trump's speech at Mount Rushmore. And basically, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out in their editorial, it was a typical 4th of July speech, honoring the entire American experiment. And so what is it that people hated so much about it? We'll focus on that and more. Well, your calls, too, 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
On the Michael Medved show, we were talking before the interlude for an update on the nuclear threat in Iran, which met this mysterious setback. Before that, we were talking about another mystery, which is how people like Tiffany Cross, who was guest hosting for Joy Reid, and was talking about American Independence Day being a celebration for white men, that only white men have benefited from the United States of America. One of the points that President Trump made in his speech, which I think the overwhelming majority of sane and educated Americans must embrace, is the idea that America has benefited not just everyone who lives here, who has come here, but it's benefited the whole world and uplifted and inspired the world since our creation. It's one of the things we celebrate on the 4th of July. But not to Tiffany Cross on MSNBC. Here's her a full excerpt of what she had to say about the 4th of July.
So here we are, celebrating the birth of a nation, independence for white men, at a site described by one Native American activist as, quote, a symbol of white supremacy. Trump choosing Mount Rushmore for a 4th of July campaign stop is just like when he chose Tulsa, the site of the 1921 massacre against black Americans, for his Juneteenth weekend rally. It's that cruel, tired, and familiar jab to black, brown, and indigenous people that makes the shrinking MAGA voter feel as big as a 60-foot face of a colonizing slave owner. Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on earth to usher in a very on-brand, star-spangled spectacle, complete with fireworks and military flyovers. It was Trump's predictable way of throwing red meat to his base, the cult-like following he so desperately needs at the ballot box as he tanks in the polls. But let's talk some truth here. Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks, and it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe.
What's so appalling about this is actually, say what you will about Gutzon Borglum, this great visionary and sculptor who was responsible for Mount Rushmore. He may have had political ideas that weren't terrific, but one of the reasons he took his project to where he did after is because he was in consultation with local tribal officials who wanted him to come to Rushmore and not to put the project at another nearby peak called the Needles. And there is another project just a few miles away from Rushmore that is underway that is a huge, bigger than Rushmore, a sculpture of Sitting Bull that isn't finished yet. And the idea that Rushmore is a celebration of white supremacy is an absurdity, and it's an obscenity. And again, some of the overreaction to President Trump's speech. Look, I wish that President Trump had made it more clear in his speech that when he was talking about protecting statues and protecting our heritage, he wasn't talking about protecting or falsifying memories of the Confederacy, of secession. That's a problem. But it wasn't enough of a problem. Certainly he said nothing about the Confederacy or of any Confederate heroes, totally not mentioned in his speech. And I think one of the things that's striking is that in his list of 30 people that he feels should be honored in the National Garden of American Heroes, they issued the executive order that should be created. There wasn't a single Confederate leader, not one. No Jefferson Davis, no Stonewall Jackson, no Robert E. Lee, nobody. And that's good and it's appropriate. But that doesn't stop the mainstream media from ripping Trump for what I think most fair-minded people will acknowledge as one of the more successful speeches of his presidency. Listen.
Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on earth to usher in a very on-brand star-spangled spectacle.
The mother of all photo ops, Mount Rushmore. And we know why this president just can't resist going there.
President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans.
We have to acknowledge that Mount Rushmore is sitting on Lakota land.
The place Donald Trump is going to on Friday is stolen land.
He will inevitably and predictably talk about our heritage. In other words, he will talk about he is the protector of white America.
And to indigenous people, Mount Rushmore, with four white presidents, two of whom were slave owners, is one of those symbols.
Questions have really been raised about Thomas Jefferson in particular, but also George Washington for their holdings of slaves.
It's worth reminding folks that the man who carved the monument behind me had deep ties to the KKK.
There are other issues. The sculptor, Gutzon Borglum, was a supporter of the Ku Klux Klan. That, of course, is something in all the history books.
Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks, and it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe.
Okay, what is the false narrative, actually? The false narrative is not that America was perfect. The false narrative is actually the same narrative that was such a tremendous hit across the country with Hamilton, a streaming now on Disney Plus, and everybody who's seen it, including members of my family, it is absolutely awesome. And it recognizes that the young America that George Washington, who very much appears in a very favorable light in Hamilton, that George Washington was part of, that Thomas Jefferson was part of, not so favorable in Hamilton, but still. The point about all of this is we were, Hamilton describes himself as just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And yes, America was young, scrappy, and hungry. And yet, through truly miraculous leadership, good fortune, and I would argue, and have argued many times, the divine providence, the United States, emerged to benefit the entire world. And, for instance, when Trump said this, this is, if we go to 02A, does anyone honestly believe this is not true? Listen to President Trump, and again, this was his much reviled speech on Rushmore. 2A, Jeremy.
Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the United States of America. And no people have done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation. It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, all men are created equal.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a theme that emphasizes white supremacy, nor does his mention of black heroes ranging from Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali to Booker T. Washington and Dr. Martin Luther King. And Harriet Tubman, for goodness sake, who is going to be on our money coming up. Look, there's a good point that was made by USA Today, which is that President Trump is not the first president to visit South Dakota and Mount Rushmore since McKinley. He's the 16th president to visit the state of South Dakota since McKinley. And when it came to visiting Rushmore, Bill Clinton apparently visited several times. The whole idea that there's something suspicious here? Well, we will get back to that. We will also be speaking with Chris Wallace. Talk about the future of independent media, threats to freedom of the press, and the crucial decision to use the atom bomb to end World War II, the subject of his new book, Countdown 1945, a crucial story for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.